here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Dan Smith, and we're going to be talking about the casualties that are going on over in Iraq. And as you know, we've lost over 2,000 men. That's what the government will admit to. Now, certainly other people have said, like Paul Harvey, that he thinks there are a lot more casualties. They're not telling us. Certainly we know there are an awful lot of people who've lost arms and legs and been blinded and crippled for life, and that about 30% of the people who come back after they've come back from Iraq for several months have some sort of a disease. They call it a mental disease or post-traumatic stress, but it certainly could be something else. We don't know because they're not telling us, but we do know that somewhere between a third and a half of the veterans of the first Gulf War have an illness that the government says doesn't exist, called Gulf War illness, but it does exist. We have the government records that show that. But then they lied to us about Agent Orange and what happened after the Vietnam War. Why should we be surprised that they're lying to us today? Well, with us is Dan Smith, who's certainly, I'm going to have him just sort of introduce himself to you and tell you about his concern about the fact that we seem to be using our National Guard troops to bear the brunt of this battle. Of right now, half of the casualties are in our National Guard, not in the regular Army troops, but in the National Guard and Reserves. Dan, thank you so very much for being with us.
Doctor.
Why don't you give our listeners just a little bit about the background of who you are and why you're so concerned about this?
Well, I'm a retired Army colonel. I was in the intelligence side of the Army for most of my career.
You're going to have to speak up just a little loud, if you would, please.
Okay. I'm a West Point graduate from 1966 and a Vietnam War veteran. I was still in the Army in 1991-92 when we first confronted Saddam Hussein on the battlefield in Operation Desert Storm. I was not in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, or Iraq, but I was still on active duty. So I was very much concerned about what was going on and how that war worked itself out. Since I retired, I have worked first at the Center for Defense Information, which was a non-profit, non-partisan organization run by retired Navy admirals and generals. And about 2.5 years ago, I went over to become the senior military analyst for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. That's a Quaker lobby in the public interest. And I write quite a bit on military subjects.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Colonel Dan Smith, and we're going to be talking about the casualties that are coming out. And why is it that so many of these are National Guard and Reserve? 50% of the casualties are Reserve and National Guard. Why are they killing them off much more so than the regular Army? But I'm upset that anybody is dying, of course. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, our guest this afternoon is Colonel Dan Smith, who's retired from the military. He's working with several organizations that are very concerned about the military policies of the United States. One is the Center for Defense Information, and certainly they have a number of military people, retired admirals and generals, who are concerned about America's militarist policy. You know, I believe in the military. I believe in the defense of America. But we're not defending America. We have troops in 130 nations throughout the world. We have an imperialist policy. That's not what the American people want. They think the military is here to guard us and protect us. No. The people in charge, in my estimation, have a different agenda. They believe that America will lead the world into this world government under the control of a ruling elite like, well, like the elite in this country. And they are using our military, they're using our wealth, to force other countries to accede to the demands of our country. We have troops stationed in Germany 60 years after the Second World War, and in Japan 60 years after the Second World War. We have troops stationed in Korea 50 years after the end of the Korean War. Why do we have troops in 130 nations? With that as a background, Colonel Smith, why don't you pick up your story?
The current war that we are in is one which I believe is a preemptive war.
A preemptive attack means that we went in there without any danger to America. We just decided to go to war.
Correct. It was a what is often referred to as a war of choice rather than one of necessity. World War II.
But we're told this was a just war. As long as it's a just war, that's all right. But how can they say it's a just war when we attack a country that wasn't threatening us?
Well, you're right on the mark. I don't myself believe that you can have a just war because the damage, the death is so terrible that it overrides any conceivable benefit that one may claim. Now, politically, there is such a thing, I would say, as a necessary war. And by that I mean from the viewpoint of the nation state to survive an attack, one might have to go to war. That's
hold that thought for just a moment. We'll bring other stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Colonel Dan Smith. We're talking about a war, and he's simply saying that he feels that our war in Iraq is a preemptive war. In other words, America was not certainly under threat of attack. And, of course, they may very well claim it was, but does anybody honestly in the listening audience honestly believe that Saddam Hussein was going to attack the United States, the mightiest nation in the world with nuclear weapons that could simply wipe out his people with nuclear weapons really overnight if they wanted to? I think that anybody who wants to say, well, Saddam was about ready to attack New York, we couldn't wait another day, has to be incredibly naive. And, of course, then Colonel Smith is saying that there is a time where there's a necessary war. In other words, if America is attacked, why we would be justified in defending it. I certainly concur with that. Don't you, Colonel?
Doctor. And World War II, as I was saying, is a classic example of that type of war. But the idea that you can have a just war, to me, that's an oxymoron. The whole concept is, in my view, a contradiction.
I know I remember the words of General Sherman, who said, "You cannot qualify war in harsher terms than I will. War is cruelty, and you can't refine it." And elsewhere he said, "War is barbaric. Its glory is all moonshine. It's only those who've never fired a shot nor heard the shrieks and the groans of the wounded who cry aloud for blood, more vengeance, more desolation. War is hell." And that's why they will not allow the American people to see the pictures of the flag-draped coffins coming back day after day. That's why they will not take you into the wards where the veterans of this war, the people who've come back, and there they are blind or without an arm or without a leg. They don't want you to see those pictures because they're indelibly imprinted in your mind. It might tempt you, turn you against this war of aggression, and I think my fear is that this is the first in a series of war. I think we are threatening either Syria gives in or we're going to go to war with Syria. Everything points to the fact that we would like to go to war with Iran if we can't topple the government from within. Are you concerned about these things, Colonel?
To the extent that, like Iraq, there may be a group of people who win elected office in this country who have a preset agenda that they are going to execute regardless of the facts. I don't think we can, in the same way that we did with Iraq, invade Iran or even Syria. Iran is a country much larger than Iraq. Its population is, I think, in the neighborhood of 70 million, whereas Iraq's was only about 24, 25 million.
Because my concern is that they might use nuclear weapons and establish a precedent that it's all right to use nuclear weapons. And in fact, our administration's even talking about using nuclear weapons to wipe out Iraq's buried nuclear facilities. Wouldn't that be a dangerous precept for us to use nuclear weapons against Iraq, or, pardon me, against Iran?
Any use of nuclear weapons is crossing a Rubicon, and there's no going back.
And I really fear we've already crossed the Rubicon when we used those nuclear weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, when the Japanese have been trying for 6 months to actually surrender, and anybody who doubts that, we'll send you pages, front page from the Chicago Tribune, we got from the Chicago Tribune, pointing out the Japanese have been trying to surrender for 6 months, and we wouldn't let them. I wonder why. Well, anyway, Colonel, what about the casualties we're having today? Because this was the reason I was attracted to you. I'd read something you'd written about. Your concern about the fact that they seem to be sending the National Guard, these troops that join the military to defend America, not to be sent overseas on our imperialistic agenda of the current administration.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, you will recall that after Vietnam, there was a reorganization in the Army in particular, which put some very critical special operations and even some very common things like helicopter maintenance, truck drivers. Those kinds of units went into the Reserves and National Guard. And the idea was that if this country ever went to war again, it would go to war with the whole country because the active units could not sustain themselves over a long haul without the National Guard and Reserves.
But
you come to this war in Iraq, and what the administration has done has been to not only pick up the support units, but has taken the reserve, mainly National Guard, what are called enhanced brigades, the combat units, and move them through the cycle of units going into Iraq as part of the occupation. So, the reason for that is there aren't enough active duty units to perform occupation. The National Guard was never set up, as you've indicated, to go overseas and occupy a country. They are there if we ever get into this necessary war. In World War II, half of the combat units at one time that were deployed overseas were National Guard. We had never done that since until this war, in this year, when out of 15 combat brigades in Iraq, eight, over half, were National Guard.
But it's even more frightening is that over half of our casualties are National Guard. So they seem to be sending the National Guard into the meat grinder where they're going to get killed and holding the regular army back not to be killed.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that's been going on, and all your listeners will know this, is the National Guard units have been going into harm's way with less than the best equipment.
In other words, they don't have the Kevlar vests and the best military equipment to defend them. Why would we be sending men in without the maximum equipment? Why would you go to war when your men are not going to be protected? I know the Secretary of Defense says you go to war with the army you have. Well, maybe you ought to hold off going into a war until you're ready for it. Why risk the lives of our young men unless there's another agenda?
That's a question for the President. Commander-in-Chief, he's the one who pulled the plug and sent the uniformed military into Iraq. And if he wasn't told that the Humvees didn't have the right armor protection, that the helicopters didn't have the right protection, then he's got people around him who need to be fired.
But why doesn't he fire them then? And he ought to start with Donald Rumsfeld. Why doesn't he fire Donald Rumsfeld? He's the man who's primarily responsible, who's been telling the generals how to run the war and not letting them do what they felt was best.
Again, Doctor, that's a question for the voters next November.
Well, I think it's...
Now, I know that the President's not running, but his party is, and there are Democrats who are in the same camp. So I'm being, therefore, bipartisan and nonpartisan. People who supported this war and continue to support the war, regardless of party, need to answer questions from the... From the
constituents and from the people of this country. And, you know, I think what people have to understand is that the leaders of both political parties, at least originally, supported this war, and only recently have anybody begun to ask, what's really going on? Why did we go into Iraq? Was this planned long before 9/11? And the last thing I think they want is for the American people to begin asking those questions. Is there another agenda? And really even more frightening, when Condoleezza Rice testified here within the last 2 weeks and said, our troops may still be there 10 years from now.
Well, the average counterinsurgency in the 20th century lasted 9 years. We've got 2 years, a little over that. So we've got 7 to 8 years to go if this follows the average. Now, the administration is going to pull some troops out, I predict, next January after the new elected government in Iraq takes office. But we're also going to have probably 100,000 left by the end of 2000.
Well, we're going to be back in just a couple of moments with Colonel Dan Smith, and we're going to welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think every American has to be concerned about what's going on over there. because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose.
Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Colonel Dan Smith, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our calling in from Carmel is Bart. Bart, do you have a question for the Colonel? Bart, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes, Colonel Smith, sir, I understand that you have a connection there with the Quakers, the Friends, in some way, and I understand also that on their website, which I believe is traprockpeace.com, something like that, they have quite a bit of good, solid information on the issue of depleted uranium, which, in my opinion, from what I've learned about it, is one of the most horrible things ever unleashed in this world, And if you could address that, sir, with any information you may have to share with us, I'd appreciate that, and I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
All right, fine. Thank you so much. Colonel, are you acquainted with the concern that many people have about the depleted uranium munitions that we're using, both the 50 caliber bullets and certainly mortars and bombs and this sort of other things that leaves the residual of used 238 dust that gets into people's bodies and bones, etc.?
Right, Dr. Sam.
You're going to have to speak up just a little louder, sir.
The depleted uranium rounds for the M1 tank and the ATN aircraft in particular were used extensively in the first Gulf War. And that's when people really began to become familiar with the dangers. It's not so much the round itself, but if you have a tank that's been destroyed by one of these rounds, and any of the dirt or dust in the immediate area is disturbed, then you have the problem of the tiny radioactive particles stirred up from the ground and giving the people the lungs.
It gets into the people's lungs, right? Go ahead.
And you end up with radiation poisoning.
Are you on a regular hard phone because we seem to be cutting in and out?
Yeah, no, I'm on a regular hard line.
Okay, go right ahead then, sir.
The other problem is that you can have the radioactive particles leak into the groundwater, and you keep a bunch of water, and you can have the same problem. So very much.
So certainly the depleted uranium can get into the groundwater and create a problem that way it would be ingested, but certainly one of the most dangerous means is that the depleted uranium dust is inhaled, and of course then it gets into the bloodstream and it gets into the bones and the liver, and doesn't it create all sorts of health problems in the people, both military and civilians, who are exposed to that?
Correct. And, I think there was a particularly serious problem initially when American troops after the storm tried to start burning.
The Colonel is saying that there was a problem after after the first Gulf War, that many of the young people were exposed to that. Do you know of any health hazards that resulted directly after the first Gulf War, after the extensive use of the depleted uranium munitions?
There were a number of reports that soldiers who were trying to clear away the remains of Iraqi tanks and armored vehicles stirred up dust as they were working. There were a number of reports of children, when the fighting was over, going up to destroyed armored vehicles and stirring the dust and inhaling.
The children went up to the vehicles, they inhaled the dust, and what happened to them then?
Well, they were diagnosed with poison.
Well, they were diagnosed as being poisoned because they'd been in contact with it? What sort of physical problems did they have then? All right, fine. Well, we're just about out of time. Colonel, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners about your concern about what's happening over there in Iraq? Colonel, can you?
We, by our presence, are making worse.
All right, fine. Well, look, I want to thank you so very much for being with us here at Radio Liberty. It's been a real pleasure. Our guest has been Colonel Dan Smith, who is expressing his concern about the casualties and what's really going on. Bye-bye, sir, and thank you so very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
But if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Today, because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to have open lines the rest of the hour here. If you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Brad from Carmel was asking about depleted uranium. We've actually put together a four-tape set on depleted uranium. When I first heard about the depleted uranium, I wasn't going to go out on a limb and let somebody saw it off. So I went up on the internet. I began checking out what was there that we could say was not prejudice. We went to the site for the Royal Institute of Medicine in England, which nobody would accuse of being either right or left wing. And through the years, the Royal Institute, I think, has been much more reliable than many of the medical organizations in the United States. And they analyzed, of course, the danger of depleted uranium dust, and they felt there was a very real hazard. And they simply pointed out that miners who worked with depleted uranium, and basically the uranium you're talking about is solid uranium-238 with a little bit of 235 and a little bit of 234 in it, but it is primarily depleted uranium with a half-life of $4 billion, but it gives off alpha, beta, and gamma rays exactly as 235. 235 has a half-life of 700 million years. And yet 235 is what they use, of course, to build atomic bombs and nuclear power plants with. So the uranium is uranium is uranium. Maybe 238, but it still is giving off these deadly rays. And the miners who work in those mines had serious health problems, and a lot of them never got as much as the boys, you know, were out cleaning up the tanks over there and the Bradley vehicles, which were actually hit by friendly fire during the first Gulf War. And I would suggest people go to the Trap Rot piece. That's Trap Rock Peace website up on the internet and pull down the information. And if you want more information, we have a great four-tape set on depleted uranium, interviews with four people that have studied this issue. And let me tell you, it's frightening, because a lot of the boys will be permanently damaged. But you have to understand that the purpose of the military is to win wars. They are not worried about their casualties. They're worried about destroying the enemy. The purpose of the military is to kill people. The purpose of the military is to destroy things and to crush the enemy and to bring them into subservience to our country. That is how a military works. That's the way military has always worked. And war is a terrible, terrible thing. But the military wants to use the depleted uranium shells because there's nothing as efficient, because it is devastating, and they can certainly take out buildings. They can certainly melt right through the tanks of the enemies with these shells and explode inside and certainly kill everybody inside. That's what war is really all about. And how people in this country can take this whole concept of war so lightly, I really do not understand. War is hell. I've never been in war, but I've been talked with enough people who have and read the descriptions of these terrible battles. And of course, as General Sherman had said so well, war is barbarism. Its glory is all moonshine. It's only those who have neither fired a shot nor heard the shrieks and groans of the wounded who cry aloud for blood, more vengeance, more desolation. War is hell. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you defend the war? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think we had to go to war so that Saddam Hussein did not attack New York or give the weapons to the wicked Osama bin Laden, who we've never tried to track down? Or how do you justify this war? And where is the outcry from the American people? Now, there is an anti-war movement in America, but it is controlled by the same people who are controlling the war movement. You always want a controlled opposition so that people can vent their frustration. We saw that during the Vietnam War, and you really have to study Vietnam to understand what's going on today. And if you go back and you study Vietnam, and there's a wonderful book, I think it's The Strawberry Connection or something of the sort, written by a young man who was part of the SDS at that time, the radical pro-communist Students for a Democratic Society, and many of the members of that actually were pro-Viet Cong, telling about how people from Exxon and the big oil companies were coming in, giving them money to create the anti-war movement. If you understand, you always want to control both sides. You want to control the Democrats, the Republicans, the right, the left, the conservatives, the liberals, the pro-abortion, the pro-choice people. You want to control both sides so that there is never any real dissent at all. Here in the United States, the anti-war movement is being organized and financed, at least in large part, by the communist movement. And the communist movement is alive and well. We take their publications. We have for 42 years. And in fact, incidentally, they're getting a lot better quality paper, a lot better quality magazines. They've got lots of money, but then they've always been funded in the United States by the great tax-exempt foundations and corporations because they wanted an enemy there. What the communists want is to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and you know that's exactly what the members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Club of Rome and the Masons and all of these are groups of skull and bones. They all want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. That's what it's all about. So they've used the communists and the socialists, and many of these people don't even understand they're being used. Of course, there have been a few who were were smart enough down the line to actually begin to understand that. We cover that in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, one of the members of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, was totally dedicated. She was a lawyer. She believed in communism until during the Second World War when we actually contacted a member of the Politburo and asked, well, look, if we lose contact with you Russians during the Second World War, how will we know what the official party line is? And she was told to go to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. There were three men there. They gave her the names of the men. And they would tell her what the Communist Party line. And she recognized these people. They were the leading capitalists. Communism has always been funded by capitalists. Why? Because it is exactly the same structure. Who has more power in a communist country than the leaders of the communist nation? Who has more power and more luxury than the communist leaders? It's a power structure. Socialism, stripped of all of its idealism, it's a wonderful, sincere, idealistic theory, but somebody has to be in charge, and it will be the communist leaders. And our government works with those communist leaders. They always have. They finance these communist leaders. Communism would have collapsed long ago if it hadn't been for constant infusions of money from the United States. And if you've read David Rockefeller's memoirs, you'll find that both of his daughters are dedicated Marxists. Both of his daughters are supporters of Fidel Castro. Why? He is the ultimate in what the capitalist wants. The ability to rule everything. Capitalism has nothing to do with free enterprise. I believe in free enterprise. I believe in a free society. I do not believe that people should be able to use their wealth to destroy our nation and to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., which is governed by the finest politicians that the people of great wealth can buy. And with that as a background, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. They've involved us in a war that is going to go on and on and on. We've got Elizabeth calling from Maryland. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Just fine.
And, of course, Elizabeth has her own program there, and, of course, she many times broadcasts our programs, and you can hear her program on shortwave. When's your program, Elizabeth?
It's on 5.745 from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
And what day?
Monday through Thursday.
Well, that's great. So you're really getting a lot of play there, and you're reaching a lot of people. And we are all in this trying to get people educated, trying to get them to question what's going on, trying to get them their preconceived notions that there's a battle between the right, the left, the conservative, the liberal, the Republican, the Democrat. It's all showbiz.
Yes, and in fact, the Lord was with us last evening. One of the tapes that I used was you speaking about the bird flu and the fear-mongering, and it couldn't have come at a better time than this fear of fear-mongering us into some kind of a forced injection and all of that. But the reason I called, I want to compliment you as an individual. What you were just talking about, the difference between communism and our love of sovereignty is the love of the individual. And you know I have that in my books, Patriots Warning 1 and 2, which you carry. But last hour, you were speaking about the torture. And I wanted to call in to tell you that Newsweek, November 7th, 2005, has an article by Michael Hirsch about Army Captain Ian Fishback. And apparently, Fishback is a devout Christian who worried very much what he ought to do because he saw that it was not just Abu Ghraib. Quoting the article, it says, Fishback said that many of the brutal practices shown in the Abu Ghraib photos, which the Pentagon called the work of a few rogue soldiers on the night shift, were actually in accordance with what I perceived as U.S. policy.
And of course, it was the policy. It was the policy of the entire Defense Department, led by Donald Rumsfeld. Who, and of course, incidentally, we hear about bird flu. Who's going to make all the money off of the bird flu? Why, the people who hold Gilead stock. Who calls Gilead stock? One of the largest holders is the former head of Gilead, a man named Donald Rumsfeld. Could it all be a scam? He's going to make hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, of our money that we're going to invest in Tamiflu, which we don't even know would be effective. Is this a scam? I think it's one of the greatest scams they've ever pulled off. And I think Donald Rumsfeld is certainly a true Rasputin working within the current administration.
And do you know, these things are now coming out more and more, I think, in the mainstream, and I think Americans will be outraged. Americans who are still armed will never, never accept this kind of an evacuation of cities and forcible injections, do you think?
I'm afraid that they will. We saw them giving up, many of them giving up their weapons down in New Orleans. When, of course, the military came in and said, do it or else. And if you think that they would hesitate to kill Americans, they have been conditioned to kill. This is the great tragedy of our time. They're killing off the National Guard over there in Iraq. They're killing off the reserves, and all they'll have will be the professional army. trained killers with no loyalty to America. In fact, they are recruiting people all over the world, mercenaries, and they're bringing, they have over 20,000 of them over in Iraq today. They're professional killers throughout the world. They even brought some of them in, employed by a mercenary army group called Blackstone. They brought them in into New Orleans to help the army confiscate the weapons.
And out here in the hinterlands, I truly believe that we're starting to see a sea change among the ordinary people. They're not completely stupid. They're not fooled forever. And I think we need to pray. I think your program is reaching many, many more people. And I think the truth is coming out. You know, when Newsweek will say this, last week, Vice President Dick Cheney with CIA Director Porter Gossin Tao met with McCain to try to persuade him to exclude the CIA from any restrictions. And then it goes on to say the Washington Post in a harsh editorial later branded Cheney the vice president for torture. We wouldn't have seen that last year.
I think that's absolutely right. And, of course, basically, Dick Cheney wanted the CIA to be able to continue torturing people. The hypocrisy of these people say we would never support torture, and then when push comes to shove, of course they'd support torture. Hey, Elizabeth, we've got another caller, but do you have anything you want to say before we let you go? Oh, Elizabeth has a book. They're called Patriot's Warning, Part 1 and Part 2. We carry those books, and we recommend them to you. That's Patriot 1 and Patriot 2, two separate books. Great books with a lot of great information. Anything else you'd like to say, Elizabeth?
Well, I would like to say that in regard to the weather modification, the barium, the aluminum, all of the things that are part of the chemtrails, people should have my books.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you.
And
thank you for everything you do.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
All right, let's go to Ken calling from Seal Beach. Hi, Ken. Do you have a question or comment?
A comment. It's on the spiritual warfare, Dr. Stan. There was a suicide of a man in my neighborhood here, four doors from me. And I went over, they had a garage, so they were selling some of his stuff. And I asked the mother, why did he commit suicide? She says, I have no idea. Well, I started to look through his stuff. Dr. Stan, he had all the satanic books. He had Marilyn Manson. He had all of these horrible things there. And I said to myself, it's obvious why he committed suicide. I mean, he was into the occult.
You know, I think it's so interesting to say that. We did a program the other day. Somebody was mentioning that before we had suicide education in our schools, we had about 200 suicides among children every year. Now he gives the figure of 10,000. I haven't checked it out, but I wouldn't be surprised. They are using our schools to program our children to kill themselves, to commit acts of violence, and you get into the occult. And you can come under truly demonic influence. And have you seen those wonderful videos we carry? They sold their souls for rock and roll?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, there you'll see Marilyn Manson on the stage singing about Aleister Crowley. You'll see Ozzy Osbourne singing about Aleister Crowley. You'll see the pictures of Aleister Crowley on the front of the album put out by the Beatles.
Yes.
These were all Crowleyites. And Crowley, for those of you who don't know, was a Satanist. And there really are Satanists today, and some of them are working at the highest level of our government.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks very much for calling, Ken.
Bye.
And really, I think you have to understand, as Ken was pointing out, that we truly are involved in a spiritual battle that is being waged on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And if you go into the background of the war, so much of it doesn't make sense. If you understand that these are human sacrifices, and they are being sacrificed to Lucifer, if you understand that this is the real driving force behind abortion, and that many people who are pushing abortion are involved in witchcraft, and of course these are souls that are being snuffed out by Lucifer, innocent children. We have killed over 40 million children in America today, and we have financed the killing of probably 10 times that many throughout the world. If you understand that there is a spiritual battle being played out for the hearts and minds and souls of our people, and millions have already died, and hundreds of millions, if not billions, will die, if you have not yet seen our latest talk, it's 2.5 hours long, if you can stand listening to me talk that long, although we have a lot of graphics and other things in this, it's called The Planned Population Reduction. And, of course, we not only talk about what's going on today. Did you know we have 65 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease? Those are the CDC figures. 65 5 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease that is either the greatest public health failure of all time or the greatest Luciferian success of all time, you realize that today here in America, why we have 500,000 over 500,000 people have died of AIDS, another million affected in Botswana, 40% of the pregnant women who come in to be tested for HIV, 42% actually, both there and in Swaziland, 42% are infected. Is that a successful public health policy or a successful genocidal policy? We are dealing with organized evil throughout this country on a scale, throughout the world on a scale never before encountered, and most Christians don't even understand that there's a war going on, a war for their hearts and their minds and their souls. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, that is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly, and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time I want to remind our people out across America that we're going to be having a seminar here on the 19th of November. That's just about a little over 2 weeks from now, and we do hope that many of you will be able to come. We're, of course, going to be bringing in outside speakers. Dr. David Ayoub will be coming in from Illinois. D.V. Kidd will be here. Brad Dacus will be here. And we'll be talking and trying to bring you up to date on so much of what's going on and So if you can possibly make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have to know how many people are coming because we're going to be serving lunch. Those of you who have come in the past, I think most of you have enjoyed it. We hope that you'll come and bring your friends. We have to know, however, certainly by they want to know by the 10th of November. We probably have a day or two after that. But they put a cutoff that we can, of course, have new people coming. So make up your mind that please try to come if you can. I think you need to understand what's going on, and you'll have access to so much great information there. Of course, the head of Freedom 21 is going to be speaking as well, Michael Shaw, for a few minutes, bringing you up to date about what he's doing and his outreach across America with his organization, which is based right here in Santa Cruz. And then, of course, if you have not yet seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, goes into the background of Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne and the Beatles and of course, the Led Zeppelins and so many of the music groups that are frankly satanic. But you're never going to hear that discussed, but you want to see these videos. There's nothing like them. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version. I will tell you, you know, I am amazed at the footage you're going to see. You'll hear Timothy Leary, who led the whole effort to corrupt our youth as far as drugs were concerned. And what is he saying? Why, he says, I'm just carrying out the program of Aleister Crowley. Who was Crowley? He was a Satanist. He worked for British intelligence. So you need to get those videos, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And then, of course, you'll want to get the 4-tape set we have on Aleister Crowley, and then we have another 4-tape set on the supernatural, and there's 2 hours there on Aleister Crowley. We have a book called Blood on the Altar that goes into the background of Aleister Crowley, who characterized himself as the most evil man in the world. He had a home on Loch Ness, and everybody referred to him as the other Loch Ness monster. People do not understand that there really are people who are in wicked and enjoy being wicked because they've given them souls to Satan. And you'll certainly want to get the material we have from Radio Liberty, my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, Ted Flynn's wonderful book, The Hope of the Wicked, Marlon Matson, the book Lucifer's Children. We actually have that in video as well as in book. Mylon Martin's book, Lucifer's Children. This and so much more information is available from Radio Liberty. Now, if you'd like to really understand how this fits together, you can go up on my website of RadioLiberty.com, listen to our internet programs 5 hours a day. But even more than that, you can certainly go to my May and June newsletters this year, which go into the background of the occult hierarchy that rules the world. We'll be glad to send you a free copy of one of those newsletters. I'd suggest The Occult Hierarchy Part 2, because it names two of the most powerful men in the world being affiliated with this movement. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like our catalog, if you'd like a free copy of the newsletter, if you'd like any of the items we suggested, and let me suggest certainly the They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll series. You will never look at the world with the same eyes again. And my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you to minister to people who are involved in Masonry and other of the occult organizations, because there are many of them here. Remember, we do carry the Berkey products, and if you get them to us, well, you'll get a free 4-tape set or video we produced. And then, of course, pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.